cliffcentral.com.
Sex talk on cliffcentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Unradio. This is Unscripted. And this is, without a doubt, just a little bit uncensored because we are out in public this morning. So we are at the Lifestyle Centre in Rand Park Ridge in the nursery. So if you are around, come and say hi. We'd love to see you. And we are talking this morning about ecosexuality. We're talking about sex in the garden. We're talking about all sorts of fun and games. Interesting things and games that you can play. So this is really cool.
Outside games.
Outside games.
Outside. Outside games.
Yeah. Outside.
In and out.
So we've gone downhill really.
We already got there. Today we're going to play on rule. What is it? Rule
34.
34.
32 or 34?
34. Everything you say is going to have a connotation.
Yes, a double meaning.
It's
a double
like the rule 34 of the internet. Yeah. Everything has
We have to be really close to the mic.
That's like better.
Smooching the mic.
Okay. Say hello.
Hello.
That's better. Now say hello really sick. Like, hello.
Hello.
That was a little bit like Alf-ish. And we have Palessa here with us. She doesn't have a mic, but she's present.
It's the first time she's... This is the closest she's got to the sex show so far.
Yeah, absolutely. That's close enough for me.
So we've got to ease her in.
I can reach with my foot. I can footsie her.
We've got to ease her in. Ease her in. Can you put Kellen's mic
up? We have gentle voices. Who's with us today?
So say hello sexily.
Hi. I didn't know that was nice.
Semi Beyonce.
That's not bad.
Sasha Fierce.
If you put Beyonce in front of me, I don't know that I'd know what she looks like. Yeah, I got to be honest.
She's so flipping hot.
No, I get it, but it's just like, you know, our popular culture I've kind of taken such a step back from. Yeah.
But she's a part of the Illuminati, you have to know.
Whatever that
is. They control the world.
Okay, so our dirty dictionary word for this morning is ecosexual or ecosexuality, which kind of makes sense. So if you know what that is, do we have WhatsApp?
Two
or
kinds
anything?
Of dirty.
No.
Today now, but we have Twitter.
No, we have Twitter. So sextalk_CliffC on Twitter. So use Twitter and let us know what you think ecosexuality is.
Definitely sustainable.
Or come and tell us if you're here. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you think you know.
Absolutely. And if you want to perform an ecosexual act.
Don't do it here.
Well, I don't know
it's
so much, you know.
Beautiful.
Hide behind the tree. There's so many trees here.
I think Lifestyle would appreciate this.
So we wanted to do a new show here this morning, but they're building us a roof garden at Cliff Central. So when the roof garden is built, we will do a new show.
Absolutely. Nice, nice. Yeah. Protected from the eye of the... Children.
General public.
Well, but nobody should be protected from nudity. That's also true.
Maybe we should also start with that. Being naked doesn't mean being sexual.
Yes,
no, it doesn't.
That is a big difference.
And that's, it's a really big thing. That because you're nude does not mean sex.
Mm. Yeah. That makes me think of when we were away in December and we were in the West Coast or the Wild Coast or whatever. And we found out that there was this beautiful nudist beach. And so I did a bit of research to see if we could get to the beach or where it was or whatever. But there was actually so much like controversy, shall I say, about this nudist
Same in Israel,
beach.
By the way, only perverts.
Yeah.
In the Dead Sea, I found a nudist beach, and I thought how beautiful to just be naked and feel the air, and it's good sun because it's minus 400 meters, right?
Yeah.
And it's good for your skin, and I thought how beautiful. So it's a bunch of perverts there. There's no naked people. There's me and a lot of people...
Watching you.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
War watching.
I know. It's you know, even at Sandy Bay, and I know it goes through phases where there are these guys at Sandy Bay who go and they kind of look after everybody and see that everybody behaves.
Yeah.
Because a lot of families go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that it's, you know, very much about respecting people's space. I remember the last time I was there on my own, and I had a really beautiful day, and late afternoon I was doing some yoga.
Oh, wow.
Because yoga nude on the beach is beautiful. Like the sun is setting and it's incredible. Because Sandy Bay is one of the most beautiful beaches in the country.
I haven't been there before.
And so we all need to go together. I think it'll be amazing.
We'll create our new beach.
We should ask Greg if we can do an outside broadcast from Sandy Bay one day.
Greg won't be there. He's kind of religious.
No, it's clothing optional.
Is Sandy Bay clothing optional?
Well, yeah, because
oh, I didn't know that.
No, it's you can't make it a hard and fast rule.
Okay.
So it's a clothing optional space.
Yeah. You know, Jonty, yeah? And
that makes it really cool.
Okay.
So I was there doing some yoga, and there's two guys sitting on the rocks watching me playing with themselves.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So it's like,
that is you, nice.
You want to watch?
You're a rock star.
Fun, okay.
You're a rock star.
It's just... You know, there needs to be a time and a place or a section of the beach.
Or just offer payment.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to pay to watch me do naked yoga?
I think that's like one of the problems is that you have people with good intentions and you have people who have weird intentions. And I think that's what kind of ruins it for everyone else.
Consciousness is
And you just need to have, you know, respect everybody's space.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, in France, there's a naked city called Cap de Agde. And it is
this.
A naked city.
They also call it Cap de Arc, I know.
And in the height of summer, there are
children,
thousands of people,
grannies,
there's restaurants, there's hotels, there's cinemas, everything.
Riding
and
their bicycles.
A lot of it is about... people who are doing
naked stuff. I see you have people that really like you in the middle of the garden, Jonty. Meeting neighbors.
You know, it's this nude city.
Yeah.
And it's about naturism. It's about celebrating your body.
Yeah.
And it's this whole range of amazing, beautiful people.
But that's amazing.
And
really is.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is there is a section of the beach that is for everything.
Okay.
Anything goes. 24 hours a day, you will find what you're looking for.
People
every combination.
Whole year to go there for a
but it's like
two.
About a K down the beach, so it's totally separate, which makes it safe for everybody else.
Yeah.
Consensual.
And the space is very respected. This is the family space. This is the sexual space.
The weird space. Yeah, okay. No,
as soon as you're doing
weird.
That, everything becomes
different. That's a good word.
Yeah. And that's
just
what
have
it
two
is,
spaces
you know?
For them, because that's most likely the problem at Sandy Beach. Is no, there's no outlet for the perverts.
No, everybody's there.
Able to touch
and let's go and find your little place in the rocks, because there are plenty of amazing little spaces in the rocks. And I know, because I've been in the
about it.
Let's put a nice porn screen where the perverts can go there and keep on fantasizing. Of things that are not real, and we can go to the beach and it's real.
That the space is clear for whatever it is, and that's really cool. So
I don't like
amazing.
To advertise this movie again, but even in 50 Shades, they did a nude beach, the new movie, nude beach, like she's topless in a nude beach in Europe, and it's like normal.
Yeah,
and that's something that I appreciated. Mm. That you know, there are places in Europe that it's just
it's very
liberal.
Like that.
It's okay to be naked.
Yeah, when I lived in Europe, I was quite surprised.
So let's talk a little bit about what ecosexuality is.
Well,
and the eco-sex movement. Yes,
okay.
We can.
Oh, I thought it's in the dirty dictionary. So we're going to.
Yeah,
keep
well, we can.
Okay,
it's like we can do anything.
We can. Because we are outdoors.
That's right.
There we go.
We can do anything. So ecosexuality, who's done the research and the reading? You did some reading.
So I did a little bit of reading.
So talk a little bit about the rise of ecosexuality and Annie Sprinkle. Do you know about Annie Sprinkle?
I don't know about Annie Sprinkle, but I kind of just like read up quickly about what ecosexuality was. Because I was like, does it mean like you're like an eco-friendly person?
Yeah. Tell us.
Yeah, but it ended up being... It's just that you're so attracted to the earth and you're just so attracted to nature that it like arouses you and you want to just like be in there with her and you're just loving on her and it like and I even got goosebumps thinking about it because I know like it's strange, but Anna and I have actually had beautiful experiences outside actually, and I was that's what it brought me back
beautiful,
to was just like
we need to put the word in
beautiful sexual
experiences.
And so we love going hiking, and when we lived in Cape Town we used to go to this beautiful hiking spot, and there were like along the hike there were all these little pools that you could just sit off because it's really hot and you could just go and be in nature and be in the water and just be naked.
Sensual.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like just like thinking and like having the water hold your whole body and there's no barriers between you and the water and it's just like
water flow massaging nature.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's a good idea.
Even at the hot springs in Caledon.
Oh, there you go.
Bella Bella.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
about that one.
The clothes
are beautiful. It's so beautiful. And like lying in the sun and having like, I don't know why, but I pictured this like the sun rays like coming through the like stars and like permeating the earth and then like caressing your skin and like your whole body. It's wow. It's pretty amazing. And that's
very carry on, don't stop.
That's the like that was the when I researched it, that's what it brought me back to, when that experience that we had, and oh wow, it was beautiful. Yeah.
But then when you started like researching a bit further, it became more of a bit of a fetish instead of more of a
not really. Like the whole campaign was basically like, I mean, we use sex to sell absolutely everything nowadays. Mm. So this woman who started it, she wanted to raise awareness of the planet and making love to the planet, but not like in this sex humping the planet like bestiality type of thing.
So not like making a little hole in the mud.
No.
Isn't it?
It's not part of the thing.
Well, no, I'm sure that there are people who do that and have done that.
I wouldn't want to do that. So, yeah, like
Tree
if that's your thing,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you feel like the planet would be happy with you doing that to her, then you go do that.
That would be really interesting.
Mother Earth takes it all.
Yeah.
And she doesn't complain, and she's okay with it if it's your natural expression of love.
So the ecosexual movement was started by Annie Sprinkle.
Yeah, okay.
So Annie Sprinkle used to be a porn star.
Oh, wow.
And then moved into sex education and ecology, and she is an incredible woman. And the contribution she makes to the planet and to the world of sexuality, and over the years, her freedom is incredible, and the work that she has done.
Yes.
She's made some amazing sex education DVDs.
I remember you shared some.
Now
it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very woman.
This beautiful, woman beautiful space of this eco-sexuality.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is this amazing movement that's come up in the last couple of years.
Mm.
You see, come up in
growing flowers. Comes, flowers come up. Flowers are plants.
I mean,
genitalia.
There's even a thing about ecosexuals, like putting gloves on to touch the plants, almost like wearing a condom.
Oh,
that you don't interfere with the pollination of the plant.
Oh wow! I didn't go that deep into research.
Yeah, but I don't know. If I want to touch a plant, I want to touch the plant. You know, petals.
And I think
hug the
trees.
And being naked in that with it is amazing.
Mm.
You know, really feeling
absolutely
that on your skin.
100%.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You talked about frequency and that every animal and every plant has a frequency.
Yeah.
We're talking about the eco-sexuality. We're talking about different frequencies of a tree, of a plant, of Mother Earth itself, of a cave.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
It's very different, the water. And I suspect that also connect with those frequencies, understanding natural frequencies that can't be really interrupted. It's very, very different. You can really get charged. You can really maybe help yourself to remember your natural frequency.
Yeah.
You know, the tree huggers are amazing in that.
Yeah.
Of how that recharges
you. I completely understand
it. We used to teach some workshops at a beautiful retreat center outside Barberton called Boondocks.
Oh, my word.
And there was an amazing labyrinth there that had been built. It was enormous. And we did some nude labyrinth walks that were incredible.
Wow.
And in the labyrinth are four or five trees, six trees. And each of the trees has a totally different energy.
Oh, wow.
And you sit at these trees and they give you this incredible information. And hugging these trees when you're nude is, it's just mind-blowing.
I ain't a tree hugger, but this is real. This is real. When you're in nature, you are amazed. You are synced. You are kind of, you remember again. You remember sensuality.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's very much about energy.
And
it's exactly what you said, Tamar, because it's this idea of energy.
Yes.
And if we're in energy and we're in nature, then we're in that energy.
Mm.
So interacting with different plants, even with different types of earth, different types of soil, different rocks.
Yeah, and the microbial life that's in
the
earth.
Yeah, are
going to
give us these different energies.
Yeah.
So when you are sitting there or lying there and you're lying on these rocks nude, they're really going to interact with you.
Yes.
And you're going to interact with them.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, we do it with food. So we do it with plants. We do it with vegetables. We do it with fruit. That's from the earth.
Yes, exactly.
So this is just a next step.
Getting closer to the source. You know?
That's all.
Yeah. And I mean, even if you go for a walk in the forest, I remember when we used to go for hikes in the forest, you smell the earth and you smell the trees and they let off all these essential oils that you'll go buy in a bottle like $60.
Absolutely.
But just go sniff the earth, go to the forest and you'll smell it and you feel so much better and you feel relaxed and
what do
connected.
You
and
do with the
one
bugs?
One of the biggest things, you know, one of the biggest sources of so many, of so much of our, isolation in the world is this total disconnect from nature.
Yeah, completely. Exactly.
You know, and the bigger picture is you take kids to a supermarket and you ask them, where does food come from?
Yeah.
You know, where does meat come from? And they say, a lot Pick of modern kids, inner city kids, they say the supermarket. Mm. Yeah. Like you say, so where does beef come from? Yeah. And they don't make the connection that the beef cows, is from this cow.
Yeah, wow. That's so
like
sad.
A click later on in life, because like you always associate when you read your little farmer's book, there's like the cow makes meat, and you think it kind of produces it like naturally, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's a whole different story. Absolutely.
There is something unbelievable in feeling the air on your body.
Mm. Yes.
There's something, first of all, exciting.
Yes.
So when you go outdoor, a lot of people shared with us in the last few years about going to parking lots or being just on a balcony, you know.
Yeah.
Just being outdoors is a concept that we completely lost in making.
The dogging thing.
Huh?
The whole dogging scene.
Yeah, well, the dogging thing is taking it for the fetish side of just tweeting, I'm in the parking lot. People arrive, they do what they do, and then they go after like half an hour. So it's like, a quick surprise. Yeah. Community,
you know,
sexual,
that's
quite
like a flash mob with sex.
So Tamar and I, over time, have visited various sex clubs in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And I've never been to the ones in Durban, even though I've been
meaning
to.
I haven't been in Durban.
And there's one in Cape Town that's pretty cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So what is interesting is none of them actually have like a specific outdoor area. There's no like beds or anything outdoors for people.
Hmm.
It's all this inside thing. There's no like beds in the garden or a mattress in the garden.
Which is
where
really
you can
ridiculous.
Go and really enjoy being outside. Or not even a mattress.
Yeah.
Just like be on the earth and get in the
Do
mud
it.
And get in. It's like so visceral and ancient.
Primal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you know,
really scream that energy to the moon and the stars.
You know, after Laura heard you speak on the radio, she actually created an outdoor garden section for outdoor making love.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Because of you. Thanks to you. She's like, oh my God, I have to have one. So she did thanks to you.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's really, really
And there
good.
Was actually something you would appreciate. There was a live, a beautiful acro, kind of acro, I can say like gymnastic thing, naked with fire last week there, which I'll just send you photos to see a naked woman, by the way, very curvy and beautiful, very fit and lovely, not fat in any way, but just beautiful, curvy body, super fit, hang in midair. In a circle, doing all this acrobatics.
It's an art.
It's art, but naked. You could see everything. Yeah. And it was amazing to see her body, her curves. Yeah. That was
and
pure sensation.
And appreciated in like a beautiful way and not just like this.
I'll post a photo. Wow. It was amazing. One of the most beautiful tributes for being outdoors as well. Mm. So
here's something interesting. 7 things you need to know about ecosexuality.
Yes, Johnny. Johnny, educate us.
Okay, so the first thing is ecosexuality involves having sex with the earth.
So we kind of.
But it's about showing the earth
that you love it.
Love.
Yeah.
You go for love.
And yeah. And, you know, making love is not only genital, it's not only penetration.
No.
It's this
touch.
Real appreciation.
Yeah.
So if you consciously smelled a flower and really engaged with that. It becomes amazing.
Yes.
And there's this beautiful idea of the fact that everything is organic. There's this organic nature of everything that we do, which means we get something from it and we give something.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
So our engagement with that is the giving. It's the acknowledgement of it.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't ask for much, nature.
No.
She just asks to be seen.
And smelt and felt and heard and engaged with.
Yeah.
Consciously.
Exactly,
Which means you don't need to pick the flower.
No. There's that beautiful saying. What is that saying about...
If you like a flower, you'll pick it. But if you love a flower, you'll...
Let it grow. Yeah. Like where it's
like outside where my office is.
Yes.
There's one rose bush.
Yes.
There
is one rose bush, and it has these incredible flowers.
Yeah.
And it is amazing when they are in bloom, just to smell them.
Yes.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's this conscious engagement.
Yeah.
So it's very much, ecosexuality is very much this part of conscious sexuality.
Yes. Wow. Exactly.
There's something about understanding... making love is also, it's a part of nature.
Mm.
and it's a part of something greater than you. You connect to something greater.
Yes.
You know, Mother Earth has been there since the day of creation.
Yes.
And you connect, as Jonty said, to something ancient.
What you said is interesting, because one of the things of ecosexuality is you see Earth as your lover, not your mother.
Oh, that's cool.
That is quite cool.
Because
so you change that perception.
Good that you said it, because also on your mother you sometimes kind of crap on a bit sometimes. You know, you're kind of rebellious and I don't need you and so on. When it's your lover, you respect, you make rituals.
But it's like the religious father figure. Yeah. Like, you have to respect them. It becomes more of a fear-based currency than anything
than
else.
With
a lover, like to change it from a mother to a lover, it's like a symbiotic relationship, you know?
You give back,
like, mothers give. Mothers give.
That's this amazing
unconditional
relationships.
Yeah.
And there's a beautiful thing here about ecosexuals. We are very dirty. But that's what getting into the earth
in the earth
is.
Yeah.
And if you think about that, like, even if you're planting something, that you're really involved in that.
Yeah. And then you get to watch it grow and you feed it and you love it and you, wow.
So here's an interesting one, that ecosexuality is a new approach to stopping climate change.
Yes.
Because if you see Earth as your lover, then the way that you treat Earth becomes very different. That's kind of what you were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not going to want to go and create like a dustbin of a lover. want a clean, you know, you want your lover to be at its peak.
And you're really going to nurture that.
Yeah.
So ecosexuality is an identity like any other. And it's an identity like being gay, like being bisexual, anything else. So
at least they don't do LGBTQ. They're united. So if you're bi, if you're
gay,
trees or shrubberies,
and you're ecosexual. Yeah, exactly. And there's a beautiful thing here. We are polymorphos, and we are we are pollen amorous.
That's
divine. Beautiful.
But I'm just I love trees. I don't do the flower thing.
Okay.
Can you imagine people starting to also divide themselves there? No, I don't do violet.
Because I'm allergic to this.
This
one gives me hay fever. But I have that. I suffer from hay fever.
Me too.
So there are times that I can be like driving through Joburg, for example, and you drive through a certain area where there are certain trees. I don't even know what they are. And come out of that at certain times of the year, sneezing, my eyes streaming.
Yeah.
So, there are certain trees that I do not
do. Not one.
But the interesting thing is that's the same as there are people.
Yeah.
Wow.
We don't connect with everybody.
No, that's true.
But at least that's the point. Respect and appreciate. Don't judge. Yeah. And in the water, when we did the last water flow massage, which was mind-blowing and fences lowering and open the heart and really everything I can say, and please go to the website to Eros Life and just read the reviews, because it really is a great experience for everyone, not just for people that are very open.
So water massage is an ecosexual experience.
It takes
the element of water into the
well, we go up to Mozambique and we do some stuff there, and our new retreat there is about sexual healing.
Oh, wow.
And that is definitely going to be an element of it. But you know what's fascinating about that? And I only realized this recently. It never clicked for me before. And the last time we were there, which was a mind-blowing retreat. I mean, every launch we saw whales.
Aww.
We swam with baby dolphin.
Oh, wow.
We swam with a super pod of dolphins, like over 50 dolphins one morning.
I hope you didn't, like, corner one dolphin to take selfies for it.
No, of course not.
It's so respectful.
Wow. Yeah.
And those dolphins don't allow it.
No.
Because it's their territory. You are in their world.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter what you think you're going to do. You're in their world.
Yeah.
They will engage with you in the way that they want to engage
with you.
They're
intelligent.
Yeah. And if they don't want to. I mean, the one retreat we went, there was a woman who had just discovered she was pregnant.
Aww.
The day before she came.
Yeah.
Our first launch, three female dolphins surrounded her.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like pinging her for about 10 minutes. Then they disappeared.
That is amazing.
Oh, that's
just beautiful.
And she had just found out she was pregnant. They knew it like that.
Yeah.
Because she's water and they can basically vibrate and see right through her, right up until the baby. Yeah. That's amazing.
So the interesting thing that I realized last time we were there is how much of the healing is done by the ocean, by the beach, by the wind. And at Punta Malangon, this incredible configuration of energy comes together to create this phenomenal healing space.
Oh, wow.
You have this beach that is 4 or 5 Ks that you can walk on that is totally unspoiled.
Sure.
There's this ocean, there's the wind, there's the forest, the air, there's the light. And that's what does so much of the work at the retreat.
Wow.
And the processes that we do are actually quite secondary.
Yeah.
And we have this beautiful retreat room that is in the forest.
Yeah.
It has no sides. So
really?
We have like drop canvas sides for when it's windy.
Wow.
But essentially, it's in the forest.
Wow. Sure.
And you hear the sea.
Amazing.
And that's where so much of the healing comes from.
Yeah.
And often all you have to do is be there.
Mm.
And all of the processes that we do just enhance that.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
So, we're going to have an amazing experience. 30th of May. That's where you are.
We're coming.
So, next thing about ecosexuals is that ecosexuals have a long-term relationship with the elements.
Yes.
Okay. Specific elements or elements in
general?
Well,
if you think about that, that there are certain elements that you will be drawn to more than others.
So like earth, wind, fire.
Yeah, so for me, water draws me phenomenally. Yeah. Like if there's a pool anywhere, you got to know I'm in it.
Yeah.
But if I'm out somewhere and there's a pool, I am in it.
Yes, yes, yes.
If there's a jacuzzi, I am in it. If there's a hot tub, I am in it.
Okay.
The fire draws me.
Yes.
So last Saturday, I did the most beautiful entrance workshop with Christos.
Okay.
Of it's like a silent, everybody gets headphones, and you're dancing in the garden.
Okay.
With this amazing music.
Yeah.
And it was phenomenal. And there was an amazing inspiration that I will share because it's really important that hit me on Saturday. So we're going to get serious for a minute. Then we're going to get back to something else.
Digging
but it
into
really
the soil.
Thunked into my chest.
Okay.
And it was, we think we have time.
Huh.
Yes.
We don't.
Yeah.
You think you have time with the ones you love. You don't. And I'm not talking only about parents.
Mm. Yeah.
You think you have time with your children. You think you have time with your lovers.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
The bigger picture of it really struck me in terms of the way that we live.
Mm. Mm.
And there's been some phenomenal studies lately coming out about people in palliative care, meaning that they're coming to the end of their life.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And they did all these studies on what they want from life, on what they regretted, what they wish they had done more of. You know what's fascinating?
Time.
Not one person said they wish they had worked more.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
No one.
That shocks me.
But think about where our focus and our energy goes.
Exactly. Yes, it's a future-oriented focus. It's
and we sat at a talk a few weeks ago. Tamar was there. And there was a guy sitting there who said, yeah, but you have all these financial obligations.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And nobody says that you shouldn't work.
No,
and nobody says that you shouldn't have amazing abundance in every way.
Yeah.
But where is your focus?
Mm. Yes.
And at the end of this journey, what is it that you want to look back on?
Yeah. It's not going to be work.
No.
It's not.
It's not going to be how much you have in the bank.
No.
Unless.
And with a little shift in energy, you can actually have amazing abundance.
Yes. Yeah.
But sometimes it's in different ways.
Yeah.
And connecting with someone, connecting with a lover, connecting with friends, with family, that's really what it's all about.
Mm.
And that's what we crave more than anything else.
I agree.
Not the sex. Because sex is easy to have one way or another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if you're going to pay for it. And some people say that paying for it is the cheapest sex you'll ever have. It's the connection we want.
Yes.
And earth is an incredibly important part of that connection.
Yeah.
An extension of this thought is Harvard have done the longest running study on happiness.
Oh, wow.
75-year study on happiness. So in this particular department, whichever, however many professors have headed it, 3 or 4, every one of them has carried the study on.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
75-year study on happiness.
Yeah. That is actually quite...
And what are the... Do you know any of the results so far?
I do.
Oh.
Very
and even more, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, shocking.
Top of the list.
Make more
relationship
money.
Relationship and connection.
Oh, yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
a connection. Good news.
Are the things that are about happiness.
Hmm.
And
it's
that
true.
Starts
it's
to make
true.
Everything.
Everybody knows
so
it in a way. We yeah. just
well,
suppress.
You know, because like intellectually I've known this for years. You have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, it hit me with this thunk in a chest. Mm. There's somebody, you want to tell them you love them, tell them you love them.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't have to mean this whole context. Doesn't have to mean all this expectation.
Mm.
Tell someone you love them.
Yeah.
You want to hold someone's hand?
Hold
ask,
them.
Can I hold your hand?
Mm. Aww.
Connect.
Yeah.
Mm. You want to really go deep into something with some, do it.
Yeah.
You want to have that conversation. Because exactly. the thing is that the truth of life, we live with this incredible illusion.
Hmm. Yes.
That when we get home, things are going to be as they were this morning. Beyond that, we live with the illusion that we're going to get home.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We live with the illusion that we are going to wake up tomorrow morning and have the jobs we have.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of years, we have been shown how quickly all of that can shift.
Yeah.
Yes. Where
yeah.
people lost literally sure. billions.
Yeah.
In a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like all part of, like, everyone thinks that, oh, it's the president that needs to change and whatever. But it's like a system that we live in. These are the systems that we accept. So if you want that change, if you want to decide, like, I want to be more connected to people and less connected to my job.
Then you make the connection.
You need to make that yourself. Yeah.
This is maybe where the eco-sex comes in on how they see themselves changing the world one
yeah.
day. Is maybe they just don't sell into the system that basically rides on the environment's
destruction.
Yes, destruction. Yeah. Like yeah. the belief that the environment is infinite hmm. and we should just grow and grow and grow to the point where...
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a little video clip this week of something that was inside the earth, in the middle of the earth. And we know it. We don't know all that much about what's going on in there. I tell you, there are worlds in there. I mean, like, just a little glimpse of stuff. There's...
I've seen some cool stuff.
There is three times more water than yes. in all the oceans.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, yeah. where is this? It's actually sitting in these rocks called Blue Widget Rocks or Blue Ridge Rocks or something.
Okay.
It's in the rocks, in these crystals.
And aquifers in the
and
earth.
It's amazing of yeah. all of the stuff going on.
Massive, massive oceans so, underneath the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean,
you have time today.
Yeah.
You have time today to tell the people in your world you love them mm. and appreciate them.
Yeah.
You have time today to touch someone, to kiss someone.
Yeah.
Do it today. Open your heart today.
I mean, hugging people. Chanty. So many people haven't been hugged. So, you know, like physical contact.
No, that's a very important factor.
But the only way we feel like, I feel like nowadays, like physical contact with strangers is either like in a harsh way
yeah, but
or it's strange.
Yeah, but we've gone to this place of you know, putting it in this place of you can't do that. You can't touch people.
Yeah.
You know, even teachers at school, they can't hug kids.
They're scared.
No.
Yeah.
Therapists who don't touch people.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, that's just
therapists that don't want to talk about sexuality. I had a
story.
Friend who lost her family. She wanted to talk about how it affected her sexuality, and she was just dealing with death.
Mm.
And the psychiatrist said, "I prefer you don't speak to me about sexuality. It's not my department."
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. This is almost like yeah. sexuality
scary.
Is not part of the human being.
No, you nailed it. That's what I'm sitting here and I'm thinking
so
of all these beautiful people.
So we're not opening that can of worms today. We
no,
are not opening that can of worms
just
today.
Just touch and love
so,
and caring.
Ecosexuality.
Yep.
Long-term relationship with the elements.
Long-term
so
relationship.
So think about that, of how your relationship with it all changes.
Mm.
And that's a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
Your relationship with fire changes.
Yeah.
Earth draws you at some point.
Yes.
More than the fire.
Becomes
yeah.
It becomes a presence
and
in your
the
life.
The same thing as our relationships. They mm. change as we change.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one. Here's an interesting question. Can you be a non-monogamous ecosexual?
Yes. You can have fire, wind.
Really
yes,
nice
you
can.
One
can.
Side.
Of course you can.
You can even have like
really
safe
awesome.
Threesomes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's really, really awesome.
Smile, everybody. Palessa.
Oh.
Can't see Palessa. Thank you.
Sex talk at the last hour.
We have to prove that we are here, decent, sitting, normal.
Child-friendly.
Child-friendly.
Yeah, but that's
we have never been
thing.
Decent.
We're
never
trying.
Like,
been.
I always
we're pretending.
Ask parents,
well, you
if you aren't teaching your kids about sex, who is teaching your kids
well,
about sex?
Well, that's a big thing because
if you
scary.
Aren't educated
essentially,
about sex,
think
what
about,
are you going to teach your
and
kids?
Did we talk about this last week in terms of Some shows tend to run into each other. Yeah. So generally the sex education that we get is very fear based.
Yes.
It's no, how not to get pregnant, it's how not to get HIV or AIDS or any other STIs.
Yeah.
It's never much about pleasure.
No.
And I mentioned a TED talk by a woman called Peggy Orenstein.
Yes.
Who gave an amazing talk about how young women view their bodies and how young women view their pleasure.
Mm.
And generally, firstly, it's in connection with someone else.
Yes.
And dependent on someone else.
Yeah.
So if he had a good time, she is sexually acknowledged.
Yeah.
Instead so of...
Your body is not your own.
That's it. She is not sexually acknowledged for herself.
Yeah. And don't then you think eco-sexuality, would be a really good way to teach kids about sexuality? Because you could, it's like a friendly environment. You can go and teach them how to be appreciative of the earth and how to love the earth and how to sniff the flowers, if that's your thing or whatever.
Yeah, it's about the context.
Yeah,
it's about being soft and not hurting the earth while doing that. I think that is like
and
exactly what
respect.
Would be the first basis of like learning about sex.
I think that's eco-sexuality is a really good way to introduce your children into sexual education.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
And then, you know, she says this thing that's really, really interesting. Oh, so nice.
All the beautiful people. All the beautiful people. They're here.
So it's really interesting because she talks about the fact that boys are taught about, or we are taught about, boys' erections and ejaculations.
Mm.
And girls are taught about periods and unwanted pregnancy.
It doesn't
Where is
my
your pleasure?
Connect.
And the fact that inside of you, in your yoni and in your whole body, never mind just your yoni, are these millions, billions of nerves that are all about pleasure.
Yeah.
Never mind the whole clitoral nerve complex, the A spot and the G spot and the P spot and the U spot and everything else.
Sure.
And I'm actually, this afternoon, we're shooting some new stuff for YouTube. Eros Life is our YouTube channel, some amazing stuff there, and we are shooting something, and I've never done this before. I'm going to talk about your hands as a sex organ.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Because you never think about that. You think about, like, you have all these sex organs, and then you have all these what are called erogenous zones.
Yeah.
And
tools.
And tools, and then everybody says, well, your mind is the biggest sex organ. And nobody's ever, as far as I know, really said, wait a minute, he has this incredible sex organ.
Yeah. Wow.
Your hands.
Your hands, your lips.
So,
your neck.
In a couple of weeks, get onto our YouTube channel and hear the talk about how do you make your hands an amazing sex organ.
Beautiful.
And that becomes such a cool
and
thing.
And it helps to take away from the climax. It helps to kind of change the focus, like you discussed last show, to kind of not only look at the end goal. Here's your hands. Work on it for an hour. You know, we were in the water, in the water flow massage, and we just touched hands with ourselves.
Mm.
And every time Jonty brought us back to breath and to the touch.
Yes.
Just what are we sensing when we touch our hand? This is an amazing tool to try, not to help you, not to lose focus on to get too aroused when you're having sex.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're like, oh, this is too good. I just have to let go of
everything.
No, I want to tell you something about that.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I have to say this.
What?
Because you cannot get too aroused.
No, you kind of give up, you
know? So what we do is we fear intensity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't allow ourselves to feel too much.
Oh.
We don't allow ourselves to feel too much emotion, too much sensation. We cannot do intensity because we live in this world where everything is about being kind of
shallow.
Numb.
Yeah.
You feel like
on the surface.
That results to climax as quickly and like...
So that's the one trap of it.
Yes.
But we won't allow ourselves to go too deeply.
Hmm.
We won't allow intensity.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why?
Because we have these numb, shallow relationships because our world does that with pills, with booze. It numbs things.
Yeah.
It makes everything numb. And what we've done, and I was listening to some stuff this week, which was really interesting about the positive thinking movement. You've always got to be positive. And it's this whole part of this growth, a new spirituality, positive emotions.
Yeah,
I know. Where the... I have to say it just once. Someone has to say it.
No.
Where the fuck is your anger?
Okay. Yeah.
Where is your despair? Where is your loneliness? Where
yeah, you
is,
have to feel those.
Yes, because they're as much a part of rocks. You as everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to feel them and you have to acknowledge yeah. them. And you have to have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And be friends with them and know them and love them.
Yeah.
In the same way that you know your joy and you know your pleasure.
Yes.
And everything else.
Don't you, I think it's quite interesting, though, because I think a lot of people know their anger, know their fear, know this, and they actually can't find their joy anymore, and they can't find, because they get so...
Shamar, that is such a cool picture you've just put on
like
the sex talk.
Overwhelmed by...
Oh, thanks. Yours is coming, Nana.
Don't you think it's a form of avoidance, though?
Probably.
I wrote,
probably.
Not having...
To avoid this
beep,
feeling.
Yeah. But having so much fun at the home stuff.
It is amazing. And it's so important, this. Okay, so one of the things that we said as part of this was we found some really cool new games people can play with each
yeah.
other. So Tamar's got all the games,
that's
so let's
true.
Have
oh,
the first
fun.
Game.
Okay, so a few of them I'm not going to say because I don't like retail therapy.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Gosh. But scratch that.
Since when do you not like shopping? With all due respect here, come on.
Okay, it's nice to shop some things. I like to shop... quality stuff. I like to shop crystals. I like to shop sex toys.
Do you know what's interesting about crystals? Because you have to know that all crystals have different vibrations.
That's
right.
Yes.
They all do different things.
Yeah.
Crystal dildos, little crystal balls. What is the secret with little crystal balls? Make sure they're on a string yeah. with a handle.
If not, you'll have to have really good insurance.
Medical aid.
Yep.
Crystal butt plug with a really, really awesome.
You get a tail.
Bar.
So here's something you can do regarding crystal shopping. So we're going to change. We're going to tweak it a bit. So you go to a crystal shop or to a natural intimate shop. Let's not say to the word
but
too many
times. There are some shops that sell nice quality
and crystal,
things and nice quality lingerie.
Absolutely.
It doesn't only have to be a sex shop.
So you choose one thing
you
that you want.
La Senza has nice things.
That's true.
Doesn't
That's
have
true.
To be cheap and nasty.
Maybe you can even go to buy like body paint. You can go and do all kinds of stuff like that.
I had an interesting body paint idea I'll tell you about.
No.
When we do the new show, we're going to do some body painting.
Amazing. There's amazing art with body paint.
So
people
we'll invite
are happy
Charles.
To look at
I don't
because
Charles,
it's
Charles,
naked.
I don't know if Charles will
it's
come,
covered.
But I know somebody will come.
I'm sure a
so
lot
when we
of
do
people.
The nude show, we are going to do body paint. Did you hear all that, everybody? Right.
So we need to find a good brand of body paint.
Wonderful. Eco-friendly.
Okay, so you basically go and choose lingerie or you're going to choose any kind of item you would like your partner to actually to buy to for you and to see you in.
So your partner buys it for you.
Yes, but you kind of have to... Oh, that's true. So your partner buys without you knowing what it
that's
is.
That's
okay. That's the element of surprise.
Yes.
Yeah, that's nice.
So the interesting thing then is it really starts to show you their taste.
Yeah.
And then you see, do they like the cheap and nasty? Like, do they like the, do they like the cheap stripper stuff?
Exactly.
Or
maybe
do they like the classy? And the colors become like... You know,
and it brings
really
us to the beginning. Before the show, you said something amazing regarding communication and what do you really like and what is really to be a good lover. It's not what you know; it's what you ask. It's what you see in your partner's body.
Mm. What you
so
observe.
The same, So this is really interesting when your partner is actually creating for you.
Yeah, another game to play.
Another game. X marks the spot. So in your mind, pick a spot on your body. And then your partner has to kiss you until they find the spot.
Ah, so you pick something in your mind and they kiss your wrist and you say no. They kiss your elbow and you say no. And they kiss your neck and you say
maybe.
No. You're getting a little bit warmer. So you go down their back and you say getting a little bit warmer. And you
it's
go
like get
down
away
their
from
back
my knee, pervert. Your knee.
That could be actually a lot of fun.
You
I can like
keep
that
on lying
one.
In that Ooh. Game. No, not there.
You know.
I've never
not,
played that
Not
before.
That one.
You could lie.
Can you,
yeah,
can
you
just
could.
Like the
So maybe you have to actually get them to write it and put it in an envelope.
And what happens if you want to kiss it again and again and again? And
well,
well you then you could do that.
We can decide if you get sidetracked.
I've never played that game.
Okay. So you can make advanced settings for that game as well.
Okay. That's a good one. Another one.
Strip. Ping pong, and I think you can play with strip pong.
Strip beer pong.
Strip pong. Yeah, it's beer pong, but it's called strip pong. So set up beer pong table.
Mm-hmm.
Take a part of clothing off every time the other person scores a point. You can extend this to any sexual act.
Yeah, so it could become a sexual favor at the end of it.
Table could also come in handy afterwards.
At the table, most definitely. Absolutely. You can have some ropes ready.
tennis rackets if you want.
You could do some ping. You know, ping pong bats are amazing for flogging and spanking. And yeah, they're really cool.
Hmm. It's something that has to do with being competitive. Don't kind of get it in the way. Don't like, hey, you're cheating, and don't go there.
Yeah.
Just make it a friendly game. Mm. Do it something fun.
That's
you
a
know?
Good one.
Monopoly.
Yeah. Let's play Monopoly.
There's always fun in Monopoly.
Yeah. Monopoly will always lead you.
So this one is interesting. It includes a physical contact, and again, don't I think just understand it's a safe space. So. It's you have to stand a few steps away, or even if it's a safe space, you can be even across the room.
Okay.
And you start asking your partner some questions about yourself. Every time they answer correctly, they take a step forward to you.
Oh,
how well do you know each other?
Exactly.
Mm. And you could ask some really interesting questions.
You can. Mm. And it's an opportunity to get to know your partner.
And you can make the questions like really sexual.
You can.
Which would be... You know, it's not like what's your favorite. Is your favorite color blue?
Yeah, yeah.
You can say
Monty Python. It's yellow. Ah!
Would you be into me?
If I, no, okay,
taking
maybe
a feather.
Yeah.
Would you be into me with
like
another
feathers?
Three guys?
Do you prefer feathers or fur?
Alyssa, can you show me your face again when I ask that question? Just kind of like don't go there. So, what will you be okay with me if I'm gonna have three partners? There we go. I'm gonna tweet it just now.
So, for those of you who don't know, Pelles is our producer.
She's a monk.
She's
a nun.
She's a nun.
Yeah, she's a nun. She doesn't do those things.
I have to tell you the image that comes to my mind.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
No, we are. Pelles, no, that is so far beyond.
Your sexuality.
You
there
too.
Is,
you'll
there
love
is
it.
An artist that
you
I know who used to have on the wall of his lounge. It wasn't on the wall, it was the wall, the whole wall. This is how big the photograph was.
Oh, wow.
Of a woman in a nun's habit sucking a donkey.
Yo, man,
your children.
Shit, they were supposed to be PG.
No, I never said.
We're working the field.
I never swore. Okay, next game, tomorrow. Okay. The next game.
I'm tweeting the beautiful face.
A lot of frustration that obviously got lost.
Next game.
You would going to like it, John, because it includes a mirror.
Oh.
So basically, instead of standing in front of the mirror, which is also an option, you touch, kiss, lick your partner. They have to copy everything you do.
Oh.
And I think it's a great tool to really get your partner either out of their comfort zone.
And show them what you like.
Yeah,
what you
that's
like.
What I thought. Like if you like being kissed in a soft way.
Get out of your head and be more capture it. Capture
that's
the
really
moment.
Really interesting.
Yeah, wow.
Jonty, great games. Well done. And then we have blindfold. So I know Jonty has a lot of games of blindfold. But this one has
it's
to
amazing,
do...
It's amazing because it's one of the simplest things...
Simple.
That
don't need money.
Sensation.
Wow. Mm. Yeah.
And you don't even need to buy a blindfold. I mean, it's easy. You go
scarf.
To... Like, go to Dis-Chem and get a sleep mask for traveling.
Yeah.
Like 20 rand
economy.
Or something. Or even you've got some fabric at home.
Mm.
Right, so what's the game with the blindfold?
So the game goes is like this. As follows. So touch them with a toy, an object, a flower. Now we learned about ecosexuality.
Okay.
A block of ice... A silk tie, a stocking. They have to guess what it is before you touch them with the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the cool thing about that is you just have to like walk into the kitchen or the lounge or the bathroom and you collect stuff that you have at home.
Yeah. Leave the sharp things, the very, very itchy things aside.
Yeah, not the itchy things.
But if you're into fetish, maybe go and check some really cool chains.
Yeah, but beyond... So, go to Micah, just over there. I'm going to tell you something that will give you an amazing array of sensations, and most of you have these at home.
Hmm.
Think about all the different brushes that you have.
Hmm. Oh.
So think about what's in the bathroom would be soft brushes. Makeup brushes, then you have a toothbrush, electric toothbrush, very interesting, which by the way is one of the most common household uses as a sex toy. Mm. But then go into the kitchen and think about some of the different cleaning brushes and things that you have. They have very different sensations.
Textures. Wow.
And those will give you some very, very different ideas and possibilities.
Do you feel like being tied up?
Oh, yes, always.
Hey, that's a lot of trust right there. Don't, you know, there's an animation picture that you see a woman tying up a man, and he says, "That's so exciting. What are we doing?" And then she said, "Good night."
That would be something.
Oh, sure. Well, it's you like, know, wow. It's that old joke. Yeah. You know, where you tie your partner up, you blindfold them, and then you go shopping for 2 hours.
I'll be
it's
right
part
there.
Of the experience.
Well, ways the to kind of, when you're creative, you can do everything. So there's apps today. You can put your beautiful vibrator and operate it with an app while you're shopping at Woolies. Or, you know, you just press play.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Play. Yeah, all these apps about WeVibe and all that, they have a remote control on your phone. You can be across the world.
Oh.
And you can remote, so your partner can say, "I'm, you know, just put it in, and I'm going to operate whenever I want."
Oh.
It's pretty interesting. We chatted about it. Yeah.
We did a show once where you had a little vibrator
instrument.
Inside.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's
it was a
true.
Long time ago. That?
It was nice.
Yeah,
should do it again.
We will.
Okay,
we
I love
will.
It. Why not?
In fact, what? We are next week. We're talking about tech and things next week.
I love it.
So maybe we need to get a shop to send us one and. You can try it next week tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, cool. So, first of all, we need a sponsor for a toy. Last time I purchased it, it was super expensive and it broke after one time.
Okay, so.
I was clenching.
Celeste, I don't know if you're listening. We need a toy for next week's show. We need a remote control vibrator for next week's show, please.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Done. Okay, and we will experiment it on air to check how it's
working.
Yeah,
we'll give a review. We'll give a review for them.
Yeah.
So it'll be cool.
On air.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay, next week, 2 weeks.
Some
it's
things
okay.
are easy.
Palesa needs one as well.
Okay, for the people who wanted to see Palesa's face, yeah. I'm cropping the photo right now. This is a face that says, "You guys are the... I want to lock you up." It's coming up, Nana. It's coming, Nana. Saving picture, tweeting. Share. Ay, caramba. So these are the games, and everything we've said here can actually also happen if you have a beautiful garden with not a lot of pervert neighbors.
Yeah.
Go do it outdoors. Feel the wind. Feel the sun.
The
Let
sun,
your body.
Yeah.
It's
fine.
We are isolated.
They are nudist resources. Listen to me. Nudist resorts that are not sexual, but they're beautiful. You know, we did a beautiful photo shoot at Sun Eden outside of Pretoria, and there's so much wonderful space there.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing just to feel your body in nature.
Yes.
To feel the really beautiful earth beneath your feet.
It's like 100% in your natural state.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's beautiful.
And deal with your fears while
just
at
let
it.
Things flow.
Fears come up.
Mm. Yeah.
Fears come up.
So.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Coming up.
Coming
next
up.
Week.
Oh, we're finishing
next
already.
We are. Next
no, man, we're not going.
Next Saturday, the 3rd, I'm doing an incredibly awesome workshop called A Lover's Touch.
Oh,
there are some things in it that I have never taught before, which are really about how to touch in a beautiful way. And we're going to talk about sensation play, how you can really enhance that. So information is on eroslife.co.za.
Awesome.
Visit our YouTube channel. We have had lots of fun this morning, have we not?
It was a light and breezy
it was a fantastic conversation.
You guys, this is a cool place.
So
it's fun.
Oh, we love
it
here.
We're enjoying the lifestyle home
Cusper
garden.
Cusper is here.
Yeah.
Next with
not naked.
Not naked.
Not naked.
No, that's an interesting thought.
All of us is an interesting thought.
And we wish you all so much pleasure.
Yeah. Cliffcentral.com.